Here is more of the Irish referendum debate, discussion on Irish radio. This is again the Joe Duffy Show coming from Radio Televisión, and I'm going to let you hear what's going on as I move around in my mobile studio.
I mean, it's been the Christian church, but I still think that there's no respectable theology of human sexuality. I mean, the past civilizations have honored homosexual love. They believe that it had a good influence on society and culture. And as far as I'm concerned, Christian church has completely failed to assimilate these.
You are a no voter.
I am.
Okay. Say what it is. Lizzie is also a no voter. Lizzie's in Dublin. Anna's in Castlebar. Lizzie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. Thank you so much for the opportunity to express some of my concerns. And some of my concerns will go back to Anthony Coughlin's sharing yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'd just like to bring out some more of those points because I feel they weren't given really the best opportunity to be teased out that they could have been given. And you did actually... say that later in the programme, but I've been away for a number of weeks and landed back a couple of weeks ago to what's going on in Ireland, and it really does concern and frighten me that the atmosphere and the issues that are going around and the intolerance that is there. This is all about tolerance, but there's a huge amount of intolerance that's going on behind the scenes. And one thing I would like to say is I love life, I love people, and I have very good gay friends, and I have very good single parent friends, and I was brought up in a fostering and adopting home with many children. We had 10 extra children in our family from various backgrounds who are welcomed and nurtured. I'm a nurse midwife, I've worked overseas with families, I've worked here with families, and really this whole referendum is very...
She has a stunning pedigree by her own account. Stunning pedigree.
Loving families well in our country, and that's my big, big concern.
Can I just actually point out what I'd like to point out? We're all adults that are in this debate.
I'd like to just make my points, and then you can actually... Can I just make my points? That'd be good. Because Anthony came on yesterday, and that took a lot of courage to speak out. And the points he made were, is there actually a better way to secure this issue of gay marriage in our society than rewriting a constitution that defines family? That was the first thing. Family does translate into children whether we like it or not, because couples only classified as a couple without children, they're family when children come into the equation. And I'm not undermining the amazing role that single parents do when families fall apart, or gay families currently do. I know gay families and gay couples, and they do very, very well. But that's not, and I'm not talking about the heartache of gay people in families and not having the opportunity to speak out. But at the end of the day, they are all parents. We're all parents, and they're parents of the same sex. And the one side which was necessary to create the child in the first place is actually missing, whatever parent is actually missing. So we are looking at the future of children if we've walked into this world, and we are looking at what turns gay couples into families if we're rewriting the definition of family. And we're actually rewriting it in our constitution. So yes, we need to look at sperm donation, we need to look at surrogacy and adoption and the child's rights in all of this, and that's the voice that we're not hearing at the moment. And okay, the government are now promising legislation, but that should have been done before all this was coming into the form of a referendum. And I came from a fostering adopting family, and every child that passed through our home had two fundamental needs, and one was to be loved and cared for, and the other was to know their genetic background. Who their father and mother was is a huge issue for most children. And if it's not resolved, it can cause lasting implications into the future. And I've heard people come on air. I haven't heard a lot on RT1 come to say that I've heard many people talking about it, but the long-term consequences and effects of conflicts of loving their gay parents and not knowing who their father is or not knowing who their mother is. And I'm also a midwife who's worked overseas, and I don't know if you heard, the one big issue that came out in Nepal, and that was very close to my heart, was that one of the first rescue planes that went in was to collect Israeli babies being born by Indian mothers taking refuge in Nepal. So it is a big issue, surrogacy, and we're not going to go into potentially farm out our issues for surrogacy if that is not addressed now before this issue is brought into law. And in my experience, gay people make lovely parents because they're passionate about each other, passionate about children. So they should not be denied that if this is why we're writing family. So the other issue was the other two issues I had, and let me go back to it. The outsiding funding issue is very unhelpful. because it's not been addressed. And it would be lovely for people to say, yes, this is where it's coming from, this is the motive behind it. Is there an ulterior motive? Who's going to take the clap on the back for actually passing this referendum on Friday? Is it going to be an outside body in the States? Is it going to be the Irish people? I'd love to see this sort of being conducted without outside funding, but just people standing up and voices being heard, which they are now, which is great in our society. People are speaking. Let's have a proper debate about it. And finally, equality is unattainable in this argument, because men and people are fundamentally created different. And that's a fact, and we're never going to be able to replace a father with a mother with a father, because you need a man and a woman to produce a family. And, you know, the gender balance needs to be there whether we like it or not. So I think we're actually trying to attain some, or saying we want equality that we actually can't even attain. And that's part of the problem, and why we're in such a... incredibly complex issue.
Do you think I might be allowed to ask a question, Lizzie?
Pardon?
Do you think I might be allowed to ask a question?
Well, the thing is, I just want to say it because I don't think the government has given us the space and the forum to tease these issues
out. Well, you've got 50, the yes and the no side, both of whom I'm sure are unhappy at different times, have almost down to the second, have got 50-50, and that is the law.
Can I ask you
a question? I thought that one of the issues was not, obviously you cannot create two people equal, but what we're talking about is equality of opportunity, the opportunity to enter into a legal marriage contract.
Yes, that, which comes with being a family. It's not the word family. It's not couple. It's family in the law to be a family, and that includes children. What opportunity are children going to have in the future to know their genetic background, to know where they've come from, to have the right to choose to be in a gay family?
Let me put it to you another way. So you're saying if the government had legislated for surrogacy in the way they are proposing, i.e.
That should have been done first. You've said that already.
But my question is, Lizzie, if they had done that, and if they have, as they said they will, outlaw commercial surrogacy. No, you wouldn't trust them, okay.
No, because they haven't done...
So you're saying even if they legislated for surrogacy before, you still would vote no?
About it yesterday. It's been an issue in the forum. They've only started talking about it now.
And if I was to say to you, like, the government are not on planet Mars, and the Oireachtas is not on planet Mars. They are elected by the people, and they will be re-elected or otherwise by the people. So do you believe that this government, or indeed the Oireachtas, more importantly in terms of a vote, will vote to introduce Alain Napal, the example you give, commercial surrogacy? Do you really believe these issues should have been teased?
We should have had a forum to tease out these issues before this referendum came to the people. So their questions were answered. Our questions are not being answered. People are bringing forward these concerns. It's my heart's concern. I'm not against. Like, I've got lovely gay friends. I know gay couples. I'm just concerned about the future of Irish families and that gay people are protected. Because what's going to happen is that this is going to turn into an intolerance potentially of gay people, because the issues that come out of it were because of what is potentially happening this week. And I don't think it's loving people well. I think the government should afford us the opportunity to surrogacy, all these issues.
But you mentioned that your mother adopted many children.
We had adopted an adopting family.
Those adopted children. Under the current Irish law, I don't know whether you've campaigned to change it, but those adopted children under current Irish law have no right to know who their parents are.
I know, that's what's wrong with the Constitution. We need to go back to rewrite the Constitution about family. The Constitution should not be challenged by this one issue. It should have been looked at fundamentally and rewritten with people on board to actually tease out these issues so that we actually structured society in a way that's accommodating to gay people and loving them well. I don't see this as loving gay people well at all.
Okay, stay with us, Lizzie. 51551. Talk to
Joe. Wow, what an articulate and voluble woman. What a fluent speaker of the English language. And what a self-confident person. Wow, Joe Duffy couldn't get a word in edgeways. And her ability to speak without hesitation never mind repetition or deviation, but certainly to speak without hesitation, pretty stunning. In my entire life, I don't know that I can think of anybody else who has spoken at such length without drawing breath. The only person I can remember is that a man called Colm O'Gorman, who's actually one of the leaders of the Yes campaign. I interviewed him once many, many years ago, recorded it and put it up on Audioboo. And he, I asked him one question, intending to ask him two or three others based upon what he said, but I couldn't get a word in edgeways for, I mean, almost for the entire time, 7 minutes or something like that. And I marveled at his ability to control the conversation.
Okay, well, she's basically saying this referendum is not about marriage per se, it's about the family, about a family and what constitutes a family, and that's why she's extraordinarily worried and that's why she's voting no.
I respect Lizzie's point of view, and I understand that she's genuinely worried. I agree with her. It is about the family. I have a family. I have two children myself. We happen to be a two-mum family. Myself and my partner have twin girls. They're 5 years of age now. Those girls exist. They exist before the referendum. They'll exist the day after the referendum, regardless of how the country votes. And, you know, they are at the very centre of our lives. As we're like every other set of parents in the country. Most parents want the best for their children, want the best for their families, and that's what we want too. I agree that the referendum is about marriage. It is also about children for us. We want our family recognised and given the constitutional protection that all other families in the country can get if they choose to marry.
Do you want to respond to that, Lizzie?
Yes, I didn't say it wasn't about marriage. I said the rewriting of the Constitution was about marriage with a view to family. So family comes with a package. I wasn't saying no to marriage. I was saying we're not giving family the due space that needs to be protected for people like Maria into the future, that her children are going to be protected. And this is not going to open up issues that are not addressed by the government now.
How are Fergus' children not protected?
No, but I'm just saying the issues that are actually being opened up now are showing that the government hasn't looked at surrogacy, hasn't looked at sperm donation, hasn't looked at the fundamental issues that actually create a family in this situation of two men or two women becoming one in marriage. So we haven't looked at it. I'm just asking that we be afforded the opportunity to look at these issues in an adult debate and not be intimidated, which I have felt completely intimidated. And it takes a lot to come out and speak.
Because, she certainly doesn't sound intimidated by anybody.
The atmosphere has been of intolerance, intimidation, of lack of caring and loving.
In terms of Fergus,
I love people.
What would you propose in your ideal scenario, surrogacy or sister donor or whatever? What would you propose? And I don't like talking about individual families, but what would you propose to women who are two gay women who are in a relationship? Should they be allowed to have children with the assistance, obviously with the necessary assistance of a sperm donor?
That is the right the current constitution is going to give them, with the same protection that any normal family gets. So what's going to you're looking at things like, yes, the adoption board is saying this is not going to change because the interests of the child are going to be always considered. Now, they're saying that.
Always paramount.
But they're actually going to be putting on glasses that say two mums and two dads are exactly the same as a mother and a father, even if one of those parents are not the
Judge. Can I just come back to my question?
So it is actually can going I just to come back to
my, I know that. Can I just come back to my question? And the question is, what is your proposal in terms of, as it happens, Ferga has mentioned that she's herself and her partner, another woman. I have 5-year-old twins.
Lovely,
but what are you proposing should change?
I would like to see some forward thinking of the government to put structures in place.
Yeah, what structures?
I don't know. That's what I want to tease out. I'm a level headed thinking adult who has experience on the ground with families and care about our society to protect the future of this issue so that it is ring fenced and protected for people like Ferga and her children, and that it doesn't just dissolve into quagmire of people taking advantage of our society that's opening itself up to dangerous cashing in on the situation.
Well, Fergus, do you want to respond, please?
I do, yeah, I'd love to respond. I mean, the situation, myself and my partner, is that we conceived our children through IVF. We use the services of a clinic in this country. That right already exists. You know, many other lesbian couples conceived through IVF in this country. As a matter of fact, I think you were talking earlier to a woman called Sheila, whose daughter also conceived through.
An awful lot of heterosexual couples have conceived through IVF. In fact, much more heterosexual couples conceived through IVF than lesbian couples.
Fertility treatment and fertility clinics and services they provide. And, you know, I read during that time that approximately one in five Irish couples experience infertility at some point of their lives, and they, you know, seek the help, whether of their GP or a fertility clinic. Many, many, many of those couples are heterosexual. Many of those will be using sperm, donor sperm, to conceive children. And that has not been part of this debate at all. It only seems to be an issue when it is a same-sex couple that chooses to use sperm donation. And I really don't understand that. Because what that says to me is, this whole debate, the issue about children, it's not about children's rights. I think frequently it's about some deep-seated fear or distrust or hesitancy about the idea of...
Dislike. Absolutely dislike.
...is particularly the case around surrogacy. I think that is the issue that the no campaign, the no side, keeps coming back to. And I think it's quite sinister. I don't understand it.
Okay,
you
great.
Know, as it exists under Irish equality legislation, no fertility clinic can discriminate on the basis of family form, nor should they be able to. So, you know, any same-sex couple, as it stands, lesbian same-sex couple, can use the services of fertility clinics in Ireland. The marriage referendum will make absolutely no difference to that. What it will do is protect existing families, like my family. It will help me feel more included in Irish society. It will, if people vote yes, they'll be saying, I don't want to exclude you anymore. I see your family as being equally precious and equally valid as mine.
Okay, Greg is in Cork. Say that, Greg. 51551. Greg.
I my biggest problem about this is really the issue of surrogacy, but fundamentally as well, I have a problem with whether or not democracy has been properly served by the debate. There's been near unanimous media and political promotion of a yes vote on the basis of equality, and I think people are being asked to
That's complete rubbish. There's been a huge amount of equality of coverage but for the Yes and the No campaign. That is a complete, utter travesty.
The rule on RTE.
Okay.
And that's been, as far as I know it's a this is our job and there's no complaints. It's been a necessary, sometimes onerous, sometimes very, very time-consuming task to organise it and achieve it and then to...
So there's
50-50 on RTE at least.
Okay, well, you know, it's not the only media outlet in the country.
I know that.
You obviously have a very strong political campaign, particularly when, as I said, there's near unanimous support of it right across the spectrum and the various political divides. But the issue, the word that keeps coming out here is equality, okay? And I think that, for most people, whitewashes the potential ramifications of the change, and that people are being kind of led to adopt a change without realising that they wouldn't otherwise give agreement to.
Why?
Yesterday, Justice Cross, for example, was asked a direct question on Morning Ireland about the issue of surrogacy and the referendum, and he was at pains to point out and even said if people are confused about this, that it has been his error. And he said that this referendum has nothing to do with surrogacy. And within a few breaths later, he then said that once the state legislates for surrogacy, that because if the referendum is carried, that the equity that will be afforded to LGBT couples will therefore confer the rights to surrogacy on them in the very same way as heterosexual couples. Now, I have a big problem with that because surrogacy amounts, in my view, for LGBT couples, I'm talking about gestational surrogacy, to the legal removal of a biological parent from the lives of an unborn child. And I cannot understand how any right-thinking adult thinks that that's cool, because it is not. Now, I'm not anti-LGBT, but I have a problem with, in the case of, say, a gay couple, removing mum, or in the case of a lesbian couple, removing dad.
And that's
what this rises and falls on it for me.
So would you outlaw surrogacy full stop?
No, not